nice was it for you to play alongside Troy Brown today?
I think I was excited as he was. You know, I've always been a fan of Troy's and like the things he does in the slot, you know, as far as his quickness and his hands. And I was kind of just anxious to see him out there and just be a part of the receiving corps again.
Did you think as quickly as you started you might get number 22 today?
I mean, as you've seen the way we were trying to go downfield, I really wasn't paying attention. I think once, you know, I caught my first one, it was like, okay, this could be a long day. And then once they start playing defense, we came out second half, they made their adjustments. And I just wanted to get the win. And, like I said before, I mean, that record's been, I don't know how many years, but it's been up for a very long time. And, records are meant to be broken. And, if I break the record, I'm cool. If I don't, I'm cool. But as long as that zero stays in that right column, I'm fine. So basically what I'm saying is I want to keep winning. To hell with the record.
Would you like to get Tom passing the touchdown record?
I'm not speaking for Tom. I'm speaking for myself. This is a team. There's no, individual play here. And, I think that, how Coach prepares us week in and week out, that he wants his team to go out there and do whatever we can to win the game. So, like I said, if the touchdown record for wide receiver is broken, it's broken. If it's not, it's not. As long as we keep doing what we're doing and keep winning.
You had some good blocks on Maroney's first long run there. He seemed pretty appreciative for that.
I told Maroney I tried to the guy was on his heels a little bit. And, I was taught at a young age at the beginning of my career, when you're out in the open space like that, then I try my best to cut the guy. So that gives the running back a little bit more vision so he can see more of the field. And by my body presence and the DB's body presence, it's like you see him zigging in and out. So basically I was trying to go at him and hopefully he would bring his feet together so I can try to cut him and get him out of Lawrence way. But you see him kept backpedaling, so I just done whatever I could just to – I thought Maroney was going to go all the way across the field. But like I say, man, we win as a team, we lose as a team. So it was just a team effort by everybody.
Are you happy with where you are at this stage of the season?
I'm sorry?
Are you happy with where you are personally at this stage of the season?
I mean, I don't have no complaints.
Do you take those shots downfield even when you're double and triple covered, even when it's really not working?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you think it's important to continue to take those shots downfield to you even when you're getting that double, triple coverage even when the play's not working?
I mean, hell, I'm Randy Moss. What do you expect?
After you score a touchdown, you do this. What does this mean?
Well, really, at the beginning of the year, you guys, talked about how I lost my step and really wasn't into the game of football and, coming off my hamstring injury in training camp, that I don't even know how long the play was, but it was against the Jets, that long 70, 80-something yarder. I thought to myself that physically I didn't think that I was able to do that, to run like that, because I'm coming straight fresh off a hamstring injury. So for me to be able to part the defense like I did, that's basically me parting the defense. So that's where it came from.
Do you think you got interfered with on that?
All I know, it hurt. That's all I know. Physically, it did hurt. There's a lot of things in the game that you really don't really feel until after the game, but that kind of hurt me. And, I went over to the ref after, I think it was like the next series or something, and asked him about that play, and he said we all had our heads around looking for the ball. So, it was a good call.
Randy, was so much still to play for. Is it hard to appreciate the historical significance of 15-0?
I don't think the people, and when I say the people, I mean the fans of the game of football. I don't think they realize, what we're doing, how hard of work that we're putting in to what we're trying to accomplish. And Coach Belichick, before this team was ever brought together, he's already had a history for being able to get things done late in the season, basically before it's playoff time, to make that run. This year, what we've done, we put in a lot of hard work on the field and in the classroom. And, we sort of argue, but not toward him, I guess, amongst each other about, You know how hard it is, you know, throughout the week, and putting them pads on us last week was really physically hard. So, you know, what we're trying to accomplish, man, I really, you know, see it coming together. You know, I know we got the New York Giants next week, and, you know, they're standing in our way, and, you know, hopefully we can get a victory. I know we're going to New York to put 11 on the field and see what happens.
Randy, have you ever been part of a team that's been so good at maintaining its focus throughout the season and it doesn't seem to waver at all?
I think that's hats off to Coach Belichick. I mean, because you have – you got a lot of different guys. You got a lot of different personalities. And, you know, with the success that we're having, you know, to be honest with you, it is really kind of hard. And I'm not really – talking about this team, I was just saying when you have things going good like that, it's hard to keep everybody on the same page. It's hard to keep everybody focused. So, you know, that's a credit to Coach Belichick and what he's done from the start of this thing to, you know, to the end of it. So, you know, he has a, you know, a tune or a tone that, you know, or a beat that we're beating to, you know, trying to stay in rhythm. And that's what we're beating to right now, his beat.
What final question, guys?
With the 98 Vikings, you know, great season, but you didn't close the deal for the Super Bowl. How much does that influence you in terms of not getting too wrapped up in all the records and stuff that you guys have?
Well, one thing I don't try to do is I don't try to live in the past. You know, I still have memories of you know, all my 10-year career in the NFL. But that one hurt. It really did hurt. And like I say, I don't really try to live in the past. I try to live in the present. And you know, what we have ahead of us now is really what I'm trying to put my mind to and go out and give them all.
Yeah.